morning and welcome to the broadcast of the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. To help you follow along, the order of worship for today's service is available under the radio tab at our website, zionlcmscf.org. The Lord bless you today through the hearing of His Word.
Good morning. Welcome to church. For those watching our streaming, we actually have people here. I hear feedback when you're watching through the YouTube streaming. It looks like about six people in church because they can't see. And maybe you know that. Maybe that's exactly why you're sitting back there. Anyway, welcome. I'm okay with that. That's glad you're all here. And a couple of announcements. We have a new study, Go and Be Reconciled. This is using some materials from Ambassadors of Reconciliation, but essentially living out the Christian life of reconciliation as we recognize the reconciliation we have with God through Christ and how that enables us to be reconciled with one another, actually confessing to one another our sins, letting them forgive us, and doing the same in kind. Forgiving as we are forgiven, living out that faith. This is what we get to do as Christians. It's very powerful. I encourage you to attend. And another announcement, we're going to do another Games for All. This is anybody who likes board games, card games, things of that nature. It's going to be next Sunday afternoon, 2 to 4. Come if you can, even for part of the time. Those who have been have had a lot of fun, so encourage you to attend. It's a great opportunity to bring friends, but it's one of those social things that you make friends, you know, so you get to know each other a little more than we do just sitting in the pew. So if you can make that, I encourage you to do so. So we are in a new month. We're going to be in Divine Service Setting 3, which begins on page 184 of the hymnal. Our opening hymn, 367, Angels from the Realms of Glory. Hymn of the Day, 519, In His Temple, Now Behold Him. Distribution Hymn, 602, The Gifts Christ Freely Gives. 719, I Leave All Things to God's Direction. 430, My Song is Love Unknown. And our closing hymn, 937, Lord, Bid Your Servant Go in Peace. And this February 2nd is, as you see in the bulletin, the purification of Mary and the presentation of our Lord, both happening. Mary bringing her 40-year-old firstborn male, Jesus, to the temple. Let's begin our worship with the opening hymn. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God, our Father, beseeching him, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. We allow a time of silence to reflect on God's word and for self-examination. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office, as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Turn to the yellow insert and sing together the introit.
Glory be to God on high. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, as your only begotten Son was this day presented in the temple in the substance of our flesh, grant that we may be presented to you with pure and clean hearts through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading for the purification of Mary and the presentation of our Lord is from 1 Samuel chapter 1. The man, Elkanah, and all his house went up to offer to the Lord the yearly sacrifice and to pay his vow. But Hannah did not go up, for she said to her husband, "As soon as the child is weaned, I will bring him, so that he may appear in the presence of the Lord and dwell there forever." Elkanah, her husband, said to her, "Do what seems best to you. Wait until you have weaned him. Only may the Lord establish his word." So the woman remained and nursed her son until she weaned him. And when she had weaned him, she took him up with her, along with a three-year-old bull, an ephah of flour, and a skin of wine. And she brought him to the house of the Lord at Shiloh. And the child was young. Then they slaughtered the bull, and they brought the child to Eli. And she said, "O my Lord, as you live, my Lord, I am the woman who is standing here in your presence praying to the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord has granted me my petition that I made to him. Therefore, I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he is lent to the Lord." And he worshiped the Lord there. This is the word of the Lord. We sing together the gradual on the yellow insert. It is the Lord greatly to be praised in the city of our God, his holy mountain. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts. We have thought on your steadfast love, O God, in the midst of your temple. Epistles from Hebrews chapter 2. Since therefore the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook of the same things, that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver all those who through fear of death were subject to lifelong slavery. For surely it is not angels that he helps, but he helps the offspring of Abraham. Therefore, he had to be made like his brothers in every respect, so that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. For because he himself has suffered when tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand in honor of the gospel. Alleluia. Alleluia. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the second chapter. When the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, Mary and Joseph brought Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who first opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you're letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel. And his father and his mother marveled at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed, and a sword will pierce through your own soul also, so that thoughts from many hearts may be revealed. And there was a prophetess Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived with her husband 7 years from when she was a virgin and then as a widow until she was 84. She did not depart from the temple, worshiping with fasting and prayer night and day. And coming up that very hour, she began to give thanks to God and to speak of him to all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. And when they had performed everything according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. This is the gospel of the Lord. Together we confess our faith as written in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Please be seated for our hymn. Grace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We don't know a lot about this man Simeon, but let me read again from what Gospel of Luke reveals. This man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the small child to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, "Lord, now you're letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, and you have prepared in the presence of all peoples a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for the glory of your people Israel." He takes baby Jesus. He's holding him in his hands, the Lord himself. And he says he's ready to die because he's looking at his Savior in person. He's heard about the promised Messiah. Now he's actually holding salvation in his hands. He's ready to depart in peace. And there's nothing out of the ordinary, I meant to say, about this baby Jesus, how he looks, you know, his appearance. And others are bringing their 40-day-old firstborn males to the temple. And yet there's something that the Holy Spirit has revealed to Simeon, that this is salvation. This is the Lord. This is the Christ, the one we've been waiting for, the consolation, the redemption. And Simeon
it's revealed to him, and so it's tangible, the salvation for Simeon and for us. Now, the gospel reveals that Joseph and Mary are bringing their baby boy to the temple in Jerusalem. He's 40 days old. Mary is fulfilling her days of purification after giving birth. This is the custom. Jesus, the firstborn son, is brought to the temple. This is according to the law of the Lord. This is what's recorded by Moses in Leviticus. They're doing what Jewish couples do when they have a firstborn male boy. So a sacrifice is made for baby Jesus according to the law. The doves are the alternative to a lamb. The lamb is preferable. However, if you can't afford a lamb, it's perfectly acceptable to do the pigeons or doves. And so that's what they're doing, revealing the lowliness of the Mary and Joseph financially, you could say. And yet, of course, they're bringing the lamb himself, aren't they, in this baby Jesus. And Simeon's waiting there, this righteous member of Israel. And as we've heard, the Holy Spirit has revealed to him the promise of seeing the Christ, the Messiah, before he dies. And the Spirit has led him to the temple for this revelation. Of course, that's where the Lord will be. And the Holy Spirit is upon Simeon. Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus arrive in the temple. And though there are many boys who are dedicated to the Lord in the temple according to the law of the Lord, the Holy Spirit's revealed to Simeon that this isn't any ordinary baby boy. This is the promised Messiah, the Christ. Now, Israel, the people of Israel, have been waiting a long time for the arrival of the Messiah. Words are recorded in Scripture, and the promises have been recounted in their worship. And now for Simeon, the promise is not just words anymore. It's real. He's looking into the eyes of this precious child. He hears the quiet cooing of this baby boy, feels the softness of the skin, the warmth of the body's gently holding in his arms, and he knows that this is the salvation of the Lord. This is the salvation of the world. And his faithful response is recorded in Scripture. He blessed God and said, and perhaps even sang, the words that we know is the Nunc Dimittis. He sang these words that we still say after we experience the Lord firsthand in Holy Communion. Simeon tangibly experienced his salvation in this firsthand experience with the Lord. And Joseph and Mary, they marveled at what Simeon says about Jesus. They know who Jesus is. The angels had told them. They knew that Mary was a virgin and that she had been chosen by God to bring the Son of God into the world. They had heard the testimony of the shepherds, and they named him Jesus, Savior, as they had been instructed by the angel. They had this information in their heads, but the words and the testimony of Simeon, inspired by the Holy Spirit, still caused them to marvel about Jesus. He is real. He is the Savior. And this is good news. Like Joseph and Mary, we also benefit about hearing again and again about Jesus, who he is and why he came. We hear that our sins that have cut us off from God, well, God has sent his Son for us. We know that, and we hear from God, that we don't have the ability to fulfill these requirements of his law and his righteousness. And we hear that we don't deserve to have peace with God. That's really, truly God's word. And we don't like to hear that, the truth of these words, that we don't deserve peace or anything good from God. So we avoid God, we resist him in his word, trying to keep a safe distance from those words rather than letting them sink in to our being. Consequently, our salvation becomes less real. We do things we know we shouldn't do. We live for ourselves with little regard for others. We think things about other people, say things that are about other people as if God were not aware of our thoughts and our words, as if God didn't care. In other words, we act as if God isn't real to us, as if he didn't expect us to live righteous lives. Our prayers become empty words and infrequent, as if they don't matter, as if God and our salvation are not real. As a consequence, our peace does diminish little by little. We find ourselves trusting in ourselves instead of God, and deep inside we know that we don't live up to his high expectations. So we have doubts and fears. And despite this, despite our failings, the Lord has not failed. We hear this too. Jesus did fulfill all righteousness. His entire life was one of obedience to the Heavenly Father. He set aside his divine glory and power for this very purpose. The one to whom sacrifices were made in the temple was the sacrifice and was the temple. God made his salvation for us real in sending his only Son into the world. So there'd be no reason to doubt. I'd like you to pause now to think about a special meal or special food that you've enjoyed in the past that's somewhere in your memory. It could be any food that you've enjoyed at home or out. So once you have something in mind, think about how it looked, how it appeared as you're anticipating eating it. Try to recall the aroma before you ate it, before it enters your mouth, as it's in your mouth. Think about the taste, the textures. You chew it and savor it. Recall the satisfaction of your whole being as you enjoyed this food. A special meal or food is beyond just words, right? We can describe it to help others understand the experience, our experience, but it's not the same as actually eating food. To truly enjoy it, to be fulfilled, to be satisfied, you actually have to take it in. You have to see it and smell it and taste it and feel it in your mouth and feel as it goes down into your stomach. You have to allow your body to digest it and take it into itself. This is how we enjoy and are satisfied by special meal, good food. And when we really like something, something especially good, we tell others about it. Mmm, it's delicious. You should try this. Of course, talking about it is no substitute for the experience of the meal, the firsthand experience. Jesus is the tangible evidence of God's love for his people, for you, for me. He wants you and others to experience him and his salvation and to know that his salvation is real, not just words. More than just thinking about, more than just talking about. And he did everything necessary to ensure that you and I and all who trust in him have peace with God in this life and into eternity. And he does come to us regularly in his living word. We hear him in his word. We meditate on him. We inwardly digest him. He is real. And the Holy Spirit assures us that he's real. And he comes to us regularly in his supper, the very body and blood of Jesus. We see, taste, we feel, and take him into our bodies. from an outsider, it may look like an ordinary wafer or peculiar wafer, a wafer and some wine. But we know it's our Savior because the Holy Spirit has revealed this to us in His Word. We receive His forgiveness. We receive salvation and eternal life. We experience the peace that passes all understanding. We experience the salvation of the Lord, and we are satisfied. And through this experience and by the work of the Holy Spirit, well, we tell others what He's done, what we've experienced. We sing it in the Nunc Dimittis. We tell others that He's real. Our words encourage and help others, but of course, mere words aren't enough. We want others to come and hear and taste and feel and to know the Lord and His salvation, that they're real. And people experience the reality of Jesus here. They also experience the reality of Jesus through us. They do observe Him in our lives, our faithfulness, our peace, our selfless giving, our sharing of ourselves, our desire to share Jesus' salvation. And they experience Him tangibly through the very acts of love that we carry out to our neighbor. Simeon was moved by the Holy Spirit to speak the reality that he experienced in seeing and holding the salvation promised by God. He was ready to die. He could depart in peace. This is true for us too, as we experience Christ in us. We know we could depart in peace. We too have received the salvation promised by God. We've received consolation and redemption for avoiding and resisting God and His word, for not considering the needs and the values of others, for our sinful words and for our sinful deeds, for our empty prayers, for our misplaced trust, our doubts and our fears. We too have experienced the peace that comes from knowing the forgiveness given through Christ. We Christians are also ready to depart from this world in peace. But not everyone knows Christ, not everyone has peace, and we Christians are here still for their sake. We Christians have experienced the salvation in Jesus Christ. The salvation is good, it satisfies the soul, it brings peace that passes all understanding, the peace of knowing the love and forgiveness of God. And there's plenty to go around. Their salvation is for all, so we tell others, come and experience the salvation of God in Christ Jesus, so that they too may experience His peace. Amen. And may this peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please stand.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and at all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who, having created all things, took on human flesh and was born of the Virgin Mary. For our sake, he died on the cross and rose from the dead to put an end to death, thus fulfilling your will and gaining for you a holy people. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the new testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me."
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. May the word of Christ dwell in you richly. If you have any prayer requests, please let us know. You may call us at 715-723-6380 or stop by and visit 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls. If you're looking for a church home, we'll gladly tell you more about Zion or help you find a congregation near you. These broadcasts are paid for by generous gifts made to our radio fund. If you'd like to contribute, click the Give tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org, or send a check to Zion Lutheran Church Radio Fund, 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 54729. Zion is a member of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.